The Wakes by Diane Yarwood is a funny, heartfelt and really uplifting debut novel about two marriages, two strangers, two friends and the four funerals that connect them. The Wakes by Diane Yarwood, a great read, available now in paperback, ebook and audiobook.
Six.
Yeah, a catchy ad, and the way that February is pronounced in that ad is something that caught our ears, because they do pronounce the word the way it's spelt, which a lot of people these days don't. Most people say February instead of February. You've got to slow down and say it with the full February. Wednesday is another one. And there are words like that. Aeroplane is another one. People call it airplane or just plane. So we thought we'd bring in our English language expert, Deb Doyle, to get a bit of an idea of other words that are the same. And she's with us in the studio. Deb, hello. Nice to see you in the flesh.
Hi, Deb. Nice to see you in the flesh too, at last.
At last. Well, there are so many words like this. And February and Wednesday would be the two front of mind. Is it just that language evolves, or is it just that we get lazier, or both, a combination?
I think because humans spoke before we wrote, we just take the easier path and pronounce it the easier way phonetically. Whereas in written English, it's obviously, you know, you add the letter R to February. You don't say February, even though it's easier to say. So all I would say was that it's very important to be exact in written English, even if you muck up the spoken English. So there are lots of examples out there, aren't there?
Yeah. What are some others that you've got?
Library versus library.
Yes.
Which we all say because it's easier to say. Vowel sounds can be confusing too, because is it pedophile or paedophile? So English people tend to say paedophile and vitamin.
Vitamin and vitamin's another one, isn't it?
That's another one. Yeah, exactly. So which one is it? They're both correct. So it's just, you know, how the language started to be used when we started to speak and invent words. It just varies from country to country.
Yeah, and from state to state. Someone, Rosemary, I think it was, who got in contact from South Australia saying she can't stand the way here in New South Wales we say castle.
Yeah.
They call it castle.
Castle, yeah. And dance in South Australia versus dance in New South Wales.
Yeah, both are correct.
Yes, exactly. There are lots of them, aren't there? But
And the Americanization of language has had a big impact too, hasn't it, on English?
It has. I've got a few examples here. So personal ones I don't like are research versus our research. Project has crept into the language versus our project.
Ah.
Premiere versus premier.
Schedule. Schedule.
That one.
Hurricane.
Yeah, and they're both correct. But and what about aluminium? They drop the middle I in aluminium.
Yeah.
Americans do.
They get it wrong. It's aluminium.
Yeah, and we just say Australian. They say Australian, put the accent on the first syllable.
Yeah, Melbourne.
Yeah, Blanchett, American, accent on second syllable. We say Blanchett. And, of course, there's can't versus can't. There are lots of Melbourne versus Melbourne.
Yes. And lots of people are calling in with their same bugbears here. Scott is on the line. Hello, Scott.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your word?
I've got two words, and they actually come from my Filipino fiance. And she uses the word comfortable instead of comfortable.
Really? Comfortable?
And she used comfortable because that's how it is spelled.
Mm, of course.
And she uses the word heard instead of heard because that's how it's spelled. And so it all comes down, you know, I think a lot of it comes down to these people that are in a country that has English as their second language. They learn it how it is spelled.
Yes, and we know that the rules with the English language are sometimes quite confounding, and they don't sort of follow rhyme or reason, Deb, which I know you help people with a lot of these tricks and with grammar too.
I do, yeah. So one that comes to mind, similar to what Scott's talking about, is how Kim in Kath and Kim says, everyone says that, because that's how says is spelt,
yes.
But we say says.
There's a lot from Kath and Kim, in fact. They have fun.
They're great. The Cardinay, for example.
Yes, a glass of Cardinay. Very good. Yeah. And Adam's called through with another one. Hello, Adam.
Hi, how are you going, Deb?
Yeah, good. What's your word?
My one, as an avid espresso drinker, is when people say espresso.
Oh, yes.
Like super fast.
Yes. I want my espresso, thank you.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Yes, that is a good one, Adam. Thank you. And Valerie, what about you?
Yes.
Valerie, hello. What's the word hello?
It's again. Again and again and again, they will say, and it's again and again and again.
Yeah, well, Valerie, thank you. Is there a right and there a wrong with that, though, Deb, with again or again?
Just through habit and what's easier to pronounce, we say again, even though it's spelt again. So English is such a rich language. The spelling of homophones, homonyms, homographs vary wildly, you know. So it's just through habit we develop these habits of how to pronounce something, even though the spelling looks very different on the page.
Other things with spelling I notice with my own children, because with spell check, which they rely upon a lot, the Americanization of that, with instead of a Z replacing a C, you know, the words, the Z, the Americanization of certain words creeps in. Are you noticing that, even with the fact that spell check is relied upon by so many, and text messaging and things, and it
definitely
gets changed to the American word rather than the English word?
Well, that's right. As a professional editor, I know well that when you edit for the internet, generally they prefer American spellings, so organized with a Z rather than an S. Different, even comma conventions that they have, how to use the comma. So you just have to know who the audience is and pitch it to them, you know, in written English. So it's really, really hard, especially if you have English as a second or additional language, to know how to spell things. So you just have to learn it, read a lot.
And the reverse, because we know that shows like Bluey are huge in the US, and I know that there's been sort of perplexing head scratching by some Americans with the way that we pronounce some words. Are there some Australianisms that are affecting America, do you think, the way that we, I mean, I heard newsreaders in America absolutely bamboozled that we called emus emus. They thought it was emu was one word that they mispronounced. But are we going to, surely the Americans can stop taking over the language and the Australianisms can come in?
Well, that's right. And it's even hard for us when we have Bondi with that I that looks like it's short I, I, Bondi, and Corindi versus Corindi.
Yes.
So even we have problems with it. You know, you just have to speak to people and find out what the right pronunciation is. But Australia is one that I can't stand versus Australia.
Yes.
It's just sloppy and
it
lazy,
is.
You know.
Because that's my other question. Does it really matter? I mean, if this is what one of our other texters sent through saying, look, if you're understood and if, you know, there are some slip-ups along the way, does it really matter?
I think it does, because if someone has to ponder what the meaning is you're trying to put across, I think for more than a second, it's not effective. It should be, you know, pronounced correctly. And it's just really, really hard if you have English as a first language, let alone if you have it as a second language. But I think it is better to get it right. Definitely. Communication's paramount, isn't it? Immediate
yes.
communication.
Clarity and being concise too.
Yes.
Some others coming through. Judith, what about you? What's your word?
Look, Deb, my word is me. I'm just wondering what happened to the word me. People these days seem to say myself. It's in everyday speech and you read it in the newspapers. Instead of saying somebody and me, they
somebody
say
and me.
Somebody and myself.
Oh, yeah, wow. I hadn't noticed that one. Did you notice that one too, Deb?
I noticed that one a lot. It pops up in a lot of the classes I teach that basically grammatically I is always the grammatical subject. So Deb and I are speaking about, you know, pronunciation. But the microphone was given to me,
yes.
Not I.
Yes.
Because if you get rid of Deb and, you'd get Deb and I. It was given to Deb and I, not Deb and me.
Deb and me.
So me is always the direct object and I is this grammatical subject.
Yeah, so Deb and myself, but Deb and me.
Yeah, and we wouldn't say, you know, my wife and myself opened the bridge.
But,
it's
but
my
obviously
wife
Judith's
and I.
Saying she's hearing that more and more.
It's very common, yeah, pronouns.
Betty,
yeah.
What's yours? Many, many coming through here.
Hello, Deb. I can still hear my English teacher 75 years ago at Girls Parramatta High School saying there is no such word as H. It's H, A-I-T-C-H, and no secretary, it's secretary.
Secretary. That's a good one that you hear a bit, don't you, Deb?
It's
Thank
very
you, Betty.
True. Yeah, so we have the letter H that we pronounce if it's a consonant sound, as in happy, but silent if it's the word honest. So that's very confusing, because to think you'd spell it H-I-A-T-C-H, but it's not. It's A-I-T-C-H, even
yeah.
though H is a vowel and
yes,
a consonant.
That's a tricky one. Gary is also on the line. We've got a full board of calls here. We'll try and whip through them. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, hi, Deb. How are you going? The one that's always driven me nuts is people who say basic instead of basic.
Basic? I can't say I've ever heard that. Really?
I think some English people say Basic.
Wow. Yeah, that's annoying. Yeah. I agree. Good on you, Gary. Marie, what's yours?
Yes, my complaint is people dropping their G's, like coming and going.
Oh,
that really irks me.
Coming and going, yes. It's going and coming. That's what it is, Marie. Correct. Colin, let's see if we can have your bugbear too.
Yeah, well, we wrote to the professor of English at Oxford University to get a resolution on pronunciation. And he said to us, language is a tool used by human beings to convey information and ideas to other human beings. If the person you were talking to understands what you're saying, then pronunciation is irrelevant.
Well, that's what some of the other texters were conveying earlier, Colin. And Deb, you sort of disagree with that you think you need to ensure that the rules are followed to avoid confusion.
Well, I think so. However, with words such as coming and going, if you're writing that, you obviously have to put the apostrophe to leave out the missing G. So it's much more important in written English to get the pronunciation clarified by putting that apostrophe in rather than not putting
it
in.
Well, that's it, because authors might purposely say, because they're trying to convey the way that people speak.
Well, the dialogue, direct speech and vernacular and all that stuff. So, yeah, look, I agree, but who's going to decide whether it's clear or not for the majority of the people, you know?
Yeah, that's it. It's so tricky. And you're at the forefront teaching people this every day. We love having you in. We're out of time, as we always are with this segment, but we'll have to dive into some more language issues down the track. Deb, thanks so much for coming
Pleasure,
in.
Pleasure, Deb. Thank you. Bye for now.
Deb
Bye.
Doyle there. And, yeah, she's an expert in English language and she teaches it for a living, and it is an interesting one. Lots of you have called through with bugbears. Another one, Zenon doesn't like jewellery when it's jewellery. So, yeah, there's many, many of them. Keep that feedback coming. 131 873. It's 23 past two.
The Wakes by Diane Yarwood is a funny, heartfelt and really uplifting debut novel about two marriages, two strangers, two friends and the four funerals that connect them. The Wakes by Diane Yarwood, a great read, available now in paperback, ebook and audiobook.
Hi, I'm Billy Slater, and this year I've got my very own podcast. So join me after every round of the NRL season, and we'll unpack all the action. So go on, subscribe to the Billy Slater podcast, and never miss an episode.
Ram Trucks eats everything else for breakfast.
Meet Ezra.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. With a family asleep, he likes to use his nights to get on top of his tomorrow.
It's my me time.
And tonight, it's his re time.
Refinancing. Who knew it would be this easy?
With Macquarie Bank, you can get a home loan quote in 3 minutes. And with rates on the move, it's a great time to make the move.
Sorted.
So get ahead of your tomorrow and find out in minutes what refinancing could save you. Search Macquarie Home Loans or call your broker so you too can say,
I bank with Macquarie.
Lending criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.